Developers of the luxury resort community of Promontory want the Eastside Summit County Planning Commission to amend the 1-per-40-acre building code. South Point developers are asking for code amendments that would allow density changes and a large commercial area to be built on 800 acres on the most southern end of the exclusive Promontory community. Lola Beetlebrox is a resident of Browns Canyon. She's followed the discussions, which she says started last summer between the developer and Planning Commission.
They want to put in 1,020 townhouses and condominium and large homes and 190,000 square feet of retail and other commercial space. That's the equivalent of almost 4 football fields. That really concerns us because Browns Canyon is, as you know, a very rural area. The whole area is part of the Green Belt. So the planning there has been one house per 40 acres for years, and that has preserved the rural part of Eastern Summit County.
285 homes have already been approved. Sandy Dean, another Browns Canyon resident, understands the attraction of building up a tax base with expensive homes and a commercial development, but she says not at the cost of ruining Summit County's east side.
Yesterday, as I was getting off at Kimball Junction and thinking that Browns Canyon, which has the marvelous rural character, is going to look like Kimball Junction, because 4 football fields full of commercial development is going to completely change the character. And I know there's always a conflict between economic development and preserving the natural environment, but I think in this case, preserving the natural environment far outweighs what they would benefit.
Beetlebrox says all building projects on the east side need to be very thoughtful, otherwise traffic congestion and clustered, dense commercial development will change the character of the area.
We just put in a tax increase because controlled growth is more preferable to, trying to get your revenue from additional homes. And I think that Eastern Summit County really cares about their rural heritage. They care about our agricultural heritage. And part of the Green Belt is right there in Browns Canyon. So, we're trying to preserve Swanner. We're trying to preserve Old Ranch Road. We're trying to preserve the Bonanza Flats. And I think Browns Canyon in Eastern Summit County is up there with those. We don't need a satellite city around Park City. We have Camas, we have Colville, we have infrastructure that's already there.
Affordable housing is deemed important to the communities of Park City and Summit County. Beetlebrox says Promontory was supposed to provide affordable housing many years ago.
Let's also remember that Promontory promised workforce housing, affordable housing, years ago and has yet to build it. And they're saying that they're going to build it within those 285 homes. So let's see them do that first before we give them any additional density.
Beetlebrox is worried about impacts the South Point development will have on Summit County's infrastructure.
The density that they're talking about is going to require the sewer to go downhill and then be pumped uphill over the ridge and onto the other side where Old Highway 40 is in order for it to go to the treatment plant. That's a very expensive proposition. They're calling for a man-made lake. That water needs to be preserved for the rest of our county. So we're talking about a density that is going to be a drain on some of the infrastructure.
The Eastside Planning Commission meets Thursday, January 4th at the Camas City Hall at 6 o'clock. The public will be able to give input on the development. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.